A Thanksgiving Day Sermon by Reverend Richard A. Rem, preached at Christ Community Church in Spring Lake, Michigan, on November 26, 1987, entitled, I Love the Lord Because... dot, dot, dot. The scripture readings are Psalm 116 and 2 Corinthians 9, verses 6 through 15. The texts for the sermon are Psalm 116, verse 1, and 2 Corinthians 9, verse 15. Copyright, Grand Valley State University.
I thought of two wonderful ways we could celebrate these next few minutes as I came to church, and now I've thought of a third one. We could just sing. We could just sing. Wouldn't you love to just sing? But then, of course, we ought to be reminded that as wonderful as this day is, and as great as it is to be together as a family, it's still heaven, it's still earth and not heaven, and so I will deliver a sermon. The other two ways that I was thinking we could spend the time was to distribute yellow pads and a pencil and let me give you the subject of the message and let you complete the message. I love the Lord because. The opening words of Psalm 116. It would be a good exercise for us, and perhaps we could celebrate Thanksgiving Day in no finer way than that. And it still might be possible in the course of this day for us all to take some time and find some space and a pad and a pencil and write the words, I love the Lord because, and then simply let our own psalm flow out of the depths of our heart as the expression of our gratitude. That indeed would be a good exercise. The other good way we could spend these moments would be just to be silent together. Just to be silent together, together in the presence of the Lord and in the reflection on His goodness. Experience that overwhelming of His grace. You know, as I suppose American people on this national American holiday, we probably have not so subtly twisted the understanding of Thanksgiving from that with which it was originally inaugurated. I think superficially we tend to think of Thanksgiving in the light of prosperity, to think of Thanksgiving in the light of blessings, to think of Thanksgiving in the light of plenty, and I'm sure that today across this nation, whether in civil ceremonies or religious services, the American experience will be extolled and God will be thanked for the unprecedented freedoms and the affluence and the well-being of the American people. And that's understandable, and certainly for all God's good gifts, we are grateful. And yet it's good to remember that our national observance of Thanksgiving came out of poverty and not prosperity, out of suffering and difficulty, not out of ease and plenty. And a little serious reflection will remind us that as people we handle adversity better than we handle prosperity. Sad, but true. We handle adversity better than we handle prosperity. And I have no doubt that the most genuine, authentic expressions of thanksgiving to God have not come out of ease and plenty, but out of adversity and poverty. 10 years after the Mayflower landed, Governor Bradford wrote his History of Plymouth Colony, in which he spoke about the austerity of those first months. After 7 months, one half of the passengers of the Mayflower were dead. They hardly had shelter and food enough to survive the first winter. And they faced the hostility of the natives of the land, and there was little to give them optimism. Little did they know the continent on which they had landed or the future for which they were preparing. But it was out of the sense of survival itself, in the midst of that kind of adversity and austerity, that they learned to thank God. And so it is with the psalmist in Psalm 116. I love the Lord because He has heard my cry, because He has inclined His ear to my supplication. We don't know exactly what the situation of the psalmist was, but it was a situation of great extremity through which he passed and from which he had been delivered. And it was in the light of that situation of extremity and the gracious rescue of the Lord that he uttered this spontaneous expression of adoration. I love the Lord because. Now we know that happens all the time in our human experience. Someone does something for us and we throw our arms around them and say, I just love you. The spontaneous, irrepressible expression of affection in the light of the goodness of another. And so the psalmist here and throughout the book of Psalms, we find it over and over again in one word or another. I love the Lord because. Not because it has all been rosy. Not because it has all been easy. Not because skies are always blue and there are no storm clouds on the horizon. I love the Lord because in the time of my need, He's inclined His ear to me. There's been someone to whom to come with the struggle of my soul. I love the Lord because He's rescued me. He delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from falling. Our old Heidelberg Catechism understood the depths of thanksgiving. The depths of thanksgiving that arise out of an understanding and a conviction about the providence of God in all of life. Providence is the almighty and ever-present power of God, by which He upholds as with His hand heaven and earth and all creatures, and so rules them that leaf and blade, rain and drought, fruitful and lean years, food and drink, health and sickness, prosperity and poverty, all things, in fact, come to us not by chance, but from His fatherly hand. The totality of life received from the hand of God causes one to break forth in thanksgiving. A 19th century theologian defined religion as the feeling of absolute dependence. Not bad. And genuine thanksgiving is the expression of a person's feeling of absolute dependence and confidence in that resting in the Lord. So that in light and in darkness, in sickness and in health, in prosperity and in poverty, I am convinced that the eternal God is my refuge and that underneath are everlasting arms. genuine thanksgiving more often arises out of the experience of extremity from which one has experienced the rescue of grace than out of a life that just kind of goes along on an even keel with no ups and downs and no light and shadow. And so the story of thanksgiving of the people of God is the story of the expression of praise of a family that knows to be broken and knows to be mended, knows to be down and knows to be lifted up. And in all of the experiences of life, in the totality of the ingredients of the human experience, when everything is stripped away, there is still that strong, central core of our being upheld by the gracious hand of God. I love the Lord because. How would you finish the verse? What are the things that come to your mind this day, 1987, Thanksgiving Day? What are the things as you look back over the years? What are the things of this year? What are the things today that would go into your song? I love the Lord because. And that kind of experience issues in genuine thanksgiving. For the psalm ends with a strong expression of praise. The psalmist says, I will pay my vows unto the Lord. I will do what I vowed to do. In an interesting translation of that psalm by Calvin Seerfeld, he says, I love the Lord because He hears me when I cry and pray. Full of mercy is the Lord, yes, just, but His compassion spills over. So calm down, man. The Lord has given you what is good. What shall I give to the Lord? So many lovely surprises He has given me. I know, he says, I will toast the Lord. I will take the cup of salvation. Cheers to Jehovah. Say it. Cheers to Jehovah. Say it again. Cheers to Jehovah. Say it once more. Cheers to Jehovah. Now, like you really feel it, and all the thanksgiving for all of the goodness and the mercy of God, raise the ceiling. Let me hear it. Cheers